So what do you know?
A lot more than I used. I've remembered more and know more as I expand. Thanks. This is a question I had formulated in becoming on this cruise, and that segues into this quite a bit. We have our son, my partner and I, and we've talked about him before, but the question I have about him is, in the middle of the night, at times he wakes up and I hear him cry, we do, and he's sleepwalking is the best language I can give to it. Sometimes he's actually out of bed walking or sitting up and crying, and I hold him, and he's almost seemed elsewhere. And energetically, it's like I don't feel connected to. And I have the experience, my perspective, my best perspective of it is that I get to be the doting father who gets to go comfort him. But what's odd is that he doesn't really respond. It's like he's dreaming. And then he relaxes in my arms if I'm holding him. Or then he just lies back down and I tuck him in. But I'm just kind of wondering what's going on. Where is he spiritually, energetically? Is it just some biologic phenomenon? I just don't understand what exactly is going on from his perspective.
Well, when anyone sleeps, there is a withdrawal of your attention and therefore consciousness from this time-space reality and a re-emerging back into source. It's not different from what you call the death experience, just as waking up is not different than what you call the birth experience. Mm-hmm. It is interesting on the heels of what we were just talking about here. So when a baby is first born, as we just said, even though they are awake in this physical environment, unless they have already at an early age picked a lot up along their physical trail that is separating them from who they are, they could be awake or asleep and still be pure positive energy flowing through. Mm-hmm. We're just wanting to sort of lay a basis of understanding here. We want you to feel the well-being of the non-physical perspective and the sometimes lack of well-being of the physical perspective, just because in your physical form you can find things to fuss and worry about. So when you have something that you would call a sleep experience, and within the sleep experience you're having what you would call a dreaming experience, that dreaming experience is not happening in the way it feels to you. In other words, while you are slumbering, you have reemerged with non-physical. Uh-huh. As you are coming back into consciousness, that's when you're translating all of those blocks of thought into what often feels to you like a whole night of dreaming.
Okay.
Even though it wasn't a whole night of dreaming, the translation of it happened in a much shorter period of time than you can accurately acknowledge in the way it feels to you. It's like the components of it are playing out so rapidly, and it feels to you, because in your non-physical experience you are having an out-of-body experience, which means you're having an out-of-time and out-of-space experience. Mm-hmm. And as you come back into consciousness, all of that then is being reinterpreted. So if someone is having like a bad dream, uh-huh, they are just reinterpreting the difference between who they really are and how they really feel and how they are accustomed to being while they're here in this physical experience. Now, what you're talking about is something that is a little bit different. In other words, this is not like he's waking up from a bad dream.
Well, he's not saying he has no memory of it at all.
What it is in he is... not awake and yet not fully reemerged into non-physical. It is sort of an in-between place where he's in a fragmented way beginning to interpret through his physical format things that but he's not fully functioning, and so we would wake him up.
Okay.
In other words, when he is having that experience, because he's not in his non-physical state, he's not allowing that completely, mm-hmm, and he's not awake in the physical, we would wake him up. We would ask him to wake up. We would wake him up. We would give him something to drink. We would take something, a cool washcloth or something, and we would bring him back into awareness. Uh-huh. And once he's back into awareness, once he's fully aware, then we would soothe him back into his feeling of well-being.
I think that's kind of what happens. Is like I kind of, rush in and say, okay, Daddy's here, you're okay, and I pick him up, and he seems to become more present. But he doesn't really talk, or he'll open his eyes, but he'll look at me and make eye contact. But I think he does, and I...